Beyond the Mic with Sean Dillon.
We're joined on the sideline by author, entrepreneur, and owner of Sarah Gordo Mines. His book, Ghost Town Living, discusses living on a mountain above Death Valley with no running water, 7 cats, 6 goats, maybe a ghost or two, and a whole bunch of adventures. We welcome Brent Underwood.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Brent, let's go beyond the mic. Before you moved to Death Valley, you dug through loans to see what underlying assets were worth, and could some New York hedge fund buy it, foreclose it, and turn it into a Chili's? How did that job take your heart and soul?
Yeah, in more ways than I can recount in the minutes that we have. But, you know, it was one of these things where growing up, I always thought that education was the most important things. You know, both my parents were teachers, so I was going to either be a doctor, lawyer, or banker. That was kind of what I thought. And I didn't like blood very much, and so doctors was out, and ended up on banker. But it was just pretty miserable work. You know, I remember the day I kind of decided I was going to quit. I was at outside of Chicago at a Chili's, actually, and looking around at my peers like 10 years beyond me, and they just, none of them were happy. You know, none of them were seemed to be very fulfilled in what they were doing. And the pay was good just because the work is horrible. But I quit that and went on a journey around the world and ended up eventually in an abandoned mining town.
$1.4 million. You bet your life savings on fires, floods, earthquakes, and a ghost town. Why, Brent? Why?
You know, I ask myself that question quite often. But I think that for me, it was just searching for some type of purpose, adventure, you know, something that was a little bit less ordinary. You know, growing up, my grandfather used to watch Gunsmoke on repeat. I don't know if you remember that Western show just over and over and over. And
oh, yes.
That like, seed of the American West got planted in me. And then I eventually went to school for finance and real estate. So that was always an interest of mine. And it just seemed that this could be an interesting way to kind of combine those two skills, to kind of tap into what I was excited about as a kid, and then also use the skills that, you know, I paid a lot of money going to school for.
My father-in-law has Tales from Wells Fargo on repeat. Never mind.
Yes.
I would quote, "I was overcome by a profound sense of camaraderie, belonging, true community. It was something I had never experienced," unquote. How did the one moment of finding water in the mine change you forever?
Yes, yeah, so the town I live in has no running water, and it hasn't for about 150 years. And so when I first moved up there, it just seemed like an impossible task to get done. But after a while being up there, some of the local community kind of rallied behind me, and we figured out a way to get the water. So to me, it was kind of an act of acceptance. You know, it was going from me being an outsider in a new community to the community accepting me and helping me solve possibly the biggest issue for the entire property. And so it was very rewarding. It was something that I think back to a lot.
Brent Underwood, author of Ghost Town Living, joins us beyond the mic for The Rocking Eight. All this is 8 random questions. Answer with the first thing that comes to your mind. There is no pressure.
Okay.
Do you like to ski or snowboard?
Snowboard.
Building a ghost town in California, a hostel in Austin, what draws you to a place?
History.
Why specifically?
I think history, just because I think it's interesting to be able to stay somewhere that's part of that town's past, where, rather than some white box Marriott or something. I've always had this interest in creating shared spaces in old buildings so people can kind of understand the context of the city that they're in a little bit more.
How about your favorite song from Pretty Lights?
From Pretty Lights? The musician?
Yeah.
Finally Moving.
Last baseball game you attended was where?
Los Angeles.
Favorite place to relax at Florida State?
Just outside Doak Campbell Stadium, the football stadium up there.
How long did it take you to record your audiobook 900 feet underground?
3 days. I lived down in the mine for 3 days. I had a little bed and everything down there. So 3 full days of recording 900 feet underground.
Now, how long did it take you to run the Cerro Gordo Silver 8-mile run?
In full transparency, I didn't run it last year. I was a videographer, but this year I've been training, and it's going to take me I hope to do it in under 2.5 hours. That's my goal.
Explain to everyone the challenge of that run, because it's wild.
Yeah, so the road to get to town is an 8-mile dirt road, and it goes from 3,500 feet in elevation to 8,500 feet in elevation. So it's 5,000 feet of elevation gain. And so it's just brutal. It's this unrelenting. And the winner last year, and these are like very seasoned runners, ran it in about an hour and 51 minutes. And that was, you know, a very, very good pace. And so I hope 2.5 sounds appropriate.
A very important question is next. Before you published your groundbreaking masterpiece, Putting My Foot Down, did you get a pedicure?
No, I did not. And that was called out to me many, many times from different people around the country as they saw 30 photos of my foot put together in a book.
That's a shock. It's time for the back half with author Brent Underwood. His book is The Incredible Ghost Town Living, and he joins us beyond the mic. You once said, quote, "People that can't enjoy life can't create places for people to enjoy life," unquote. What brings you joy right now, other than further progress on rebuilding Cerro Gordo?
Yeah, I think it's the excitement when I see people kind of fall under the same trance that I do when I'm at town, meaning, you know, seeing them light up and go down these new rabbit holes and discover new history and new passions that maybe they weren't exposed to before. And so I really enjoy them all kind of like sitting around together and swapping different stories that they've learned about the town.
How is people finding you online and social media and the passion you have transferred to them make you feel?
I just feel really good. I think that anytime somebody's like lit up about what they do, no matter how obscure or whatever it is, if you see somebody that's like very excited and very enthusiastic, it kind of creates a fire that I feel like spreads to other people. And so I try to express that in my videos, how excited I am about Cerro Gordo, and I see people kind of like picking up on that and bringing it over to whatever they're interested in.
What's the one thing that you have to drive miles to that you have to have?
Fruit and vegetables. That's something that is not in high supply out in the desert, and it's something that I used to like a lot, you know, growing up in Florida. And so that's that. Whenever I get to a city, I'm always buying the biggest platter of fruit I could find.
It's time for One Big Question with Brent Underwood, author of Ghost Town Living Beyond the Mic. Every week, you poured your deepest fears, hopes, dreams, nightmares online. And people responded, quote, "Every moment of every day is precious, and every moment you don't spend living, really living, is a moment you spend dying. Life is action. We are what we do," unquote. You said that. What's your next dream?
My next dream?
Mm-hmm.
It's for Cerro Gordo to be a place that survives for many generations to go. I think that it's an important place, and I would love to finally get our hotel open that we're building and to see people sit around and allow myself to have that comfort to understand that, oh, this place is going to last for a long time, you know, that all this work is for something.
Where can people find more about Cerro Gordo?
I'm on YouTube. Ghost Town Living is the name of the book and of the channel, and I've kind of been chronicling the last 4 years living in this abandoned town online, and I think that's probably the best place.
It took him 3 days to record his book, 900 Feet Underground, Loves to Snowboard, and wants you to read Ghost Town Living. Brent Underwood, thanks for taking the time to talk with us today.
Thanks for having me. This is great. Thank you so much. If you ever find yourself in California and want to check out an old mining town, let me know. Come on up.
And that, my friends, is a Beyond the Mic Shortcut. If you're enjoying these conversations, please check out another Beyond the Mic episode to find more actors, artists, and people you need to know. We'd also appreciate a like and subscribe on the Good Pods app.